Let's bring in Joe Fisher.
I guess it just depends on what he get paid. And Joe would bring Joe in on this. But Joe, would it depend on if your buyouts at a certain school, if you just immediately take another job, doesn't that money disappear, dissolve?
It depends on the contract. Most of them are now built now where they have those buyouts, where you have to buy your way out. Now, if you're fired, that's a different story. If you're fired, then you usually get the payout. The other aspect of a lot of the contracts now is a lot of the coaches are writing into their contract outs for specific jobs. If this particular job is opened to me, then I am allowed to go without a penalty or without a buyout. And that's usually a very limited number of schools, and usually a very high-profile kind of job. So,
well, that's what Les Miles, he has the Michigan, that's in his contract,
right.
And that's the more expensive buyout for him is that it's about $1.5 million,
yeah,
compared to $500,000 for another school.
Something like that is built in. Yeah, that's true, and that's to agree to that, he had to agree to a higher buyout. So, and I don't think that would be an issue. That's one where Michigan might step up and say, if they were the one, well, we'll pay that, or we're willing to go, kick that in to do it. So it's going to get really complicated over this next couple of weeks to see who ends up going where. And with the Ole Miss job opening up now, I'll be curious to see who goes to Oxford and where the dominoes all fall. Is Nebraska going to go back to one of their own in a Turner Gill, or are they going to look for somebody else? It's going to be pretty interesting this next few weeks.
Well, Joe, as we look back on the season ender for Vanderbilt against Wake Forest on Saturday, season ends at 5-7, and that's disappointing in itself. But as far as the game went, the inability of the Commodores to run the football, yeah, and the two quick scores that Wake put on the board to start the second half were really killers.
Really disappointing in the way the offense played. Just sort of got manhandled for most of the day and couldn't run at all. 16 total yards rushing is an amazing statistic. And Wake's good defensively in that department. They've been that good all year. But that was really, I think, a surprise that Vanderbilt couldn't run any better than that. And, of course, Richard Kovalchuk comes into the game and at a time when the game is, very one-sided, and he starts completing a lot of the passes, but he was just kind of taking what the defense was giving him at the time. Did throw long a couple of times, but, Wake was kind of in a prevent sort of defense, just keep the receivers up under you, make clock run, and he took advantage of it. I thought he threw the ball very well. He certainly showed he's got a strong arm, but just really disappointing way to end that season, to come out as poorly as they did and never really be in the football game.
And Joe, as Kevin alluded to, too many short fields, too many turnovers for an offense that's as good as Wake Forest. They're going to be opportunistic.
Well, actually, Wake was a little surprising in the turnovers they had.
Yeah.
They're usually pretty good at taking care of the football, and Vanderbilt got lucky early. That first play, they went for the long ball, and the first play got intercepted, but Wake fumbled it right back. And that set up the short field for the Commodores for the field goal that they made to take the 3-0 lead. But you're right, just didn't take care of the football. Too many fumbles, too many mistakes. And when your offense is not clicking and not getting the defense off the field, it's going to be a long day, and that's what it proved to be.
Joe, 5 wins is hardly horrible, especially
right
from the Vanderbilt perspective. But you look at this team, and it could have been a whole lot more.
It's funny, I was talking to Stan Cotton, who does play-by-play for Wake Forest, and he was talking about last year for Wake Forest when they won 11 games, and he said it was that year, kind of year where every bounce went their way. And he was even talking about this year, saying they had gotten some good bounces. If they'd gotten a couple of others, it could have been much different. And I said, welcome to our club. This certainly could have been a 7 or 8 win season very easily, looking at the way the game's played out, and that, I think, makes it much more difficult for the guys to handle. It was 5-3, but the last 4 games are all bowl teams. So, it's not like you were playing an easy run down the stretch to get that 6th one, but, that Georgia game is going to be on their mind for a while. Certainly the Tennessee game will, Kentucky to a degree, but 5 wins is certainly not a disaster by any means, but I know they feel like they left a lot out there on the table this year.
But now Earl Bennett and Coach Johnson and some others will try to sit down and figure out what's best for him. And if he's indeed caught his last football at Vanderbilt, it was for a touchdown on Saturday.
Yeah, and it's against the team he caught his first pass against in college, as a matter of fact. Wake Forest was his first reception. But We'll see. They're very thoughtful about the process. It will probably start today. They'll probably sit down and begin to fill out the paperwork for the NFL and get their draft projections from the NFL and see how that plays out. One thing about Earl, and he's been this way all along, Earl is very serious not only about wanting to play in the NFL, certainly he does, but he's very serious about what he wants to do after that. He wants to get a master's. He wants to teach, that's a big part of his life. And so he'll be very thoughtful about this whole process, and we'll see how it goes. Vanderbilt fans certainly hope he returns, but I would think Vanderbilt fans would also tell you if they were to project him as a first-round pick, you'd be hard-pressed to tell him not to go. So we'll just have to wait and see how it plays out.
Joe, we appreciate it as always, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks.